for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday afternoon, July the 4th, 2002. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Mildred Coffey of Millington, Tennessee is the teacher of the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
You see, when we know what God's Word says and we do it anyways, then we don't have an excuse, do we? We stand before God one day and He'll say, let's repent of all of this. I tell you, it causes sickness in the body. And so He doesn't want us to have these unclean things. Well, I just figure since I'm doing this, I just go all the way. So, okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Is beef sausage considered a thing for?
No. If you like sausage, we have beef sausage here. And I don't want to have, I imagine turkey sausage too. Huh? Well, we get the pure. You can get the pure. Get the pure. Yeah. If you get the pure kinds, you can get them.
I've had the beef sausage. It's very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's always a substitute you can find that is so much better for you anyways than the pork. And this high blood pressure and all these, look at the people that got high blood pressure and heart problems, all kinds of heart problems. And we don't pay attention to the dietary law. You ought to hear Howard Pittman talking about the dietary law. That if people would just obey God's dietary laws, we wouldn't see as much sickness as we do, as many infirmities. That and clean up our attitudes, you know, hearts. Amen.
I was just thinking of the fat in it.
Yeah, when we hog meat, pig meat has worms in it. And one of the girls in our church is a nurse, and she got the papers from the doctor's office where they talked about it. And she said, even the doctor knows that there's worms in pork. And I said, and yet people eat it. So when I really made up my mind, you know, that it was wrong. I mean, I knew it was, and I said, well, I'm going to do something about it. Well, I cleaned it out. I would not have any more in my house at all. And so one day, I came over here. We had been doing deliverance, and I had been teaching on it, and I went back home. I had already taught in my church, but when I talked to the people in my church, they said, do deliverance on us for that. Call it off. I said, okay. So I said, what do you want to call off? I said, you're going to confess your sin of eating a pork? They said, yeah. And I said, okay, let's. And so we prayed, and I said, we just confessed the sin of eating pork. And I began to call spirits off of them. And I went after the curse from eating unclean food. And one of the girls said, call the worms out. And I started calling worms out. And you know, it was interesting that everybody began to get deliverance. And they said, one of them said to me, do you think that's where we sometimes we get a pain here and a pain there and a pain there? I said, who knows? But let's get rid of it. It could be. Who knows? Those worms are there. I mean, they got deliverance from it. And then they wanted me, some of them, we went after the eating of the fat, which is a curse that's over the bloodline, over people. Everybody. You know, these curses are on everybody, and no one's exempt because we don't know what the others in our family have done.
What about the chicken? Because I've been told that
unclean.
It's not bled properly.
Not bled properly.
Yeah.
I don't know. somebody asked me about it, and I said, well, the only thing I know about chickens is that nowadays they don't ever, the feet never touch the ground. They, you know, chickens are kind of nasty if they're turned loose. So And I haven't seen it there listed as chicken, but there's a lot of different other fowls that are there, so. No. Well, what they did, what I always saw them do, they would cut their heads off. Do they? No. Yeah. Well, that if you what she the, her question was a good one because, you know, the heads need to be cut off with a hatchet or whatever, because that's the way the blood comes out of them. So. But this is why another reason why things that we do eat that we don't know what's been done to it, we need to break curses. I talked about that yesterday. Break curses over your food. It's not that you're breaking curses, afraid somebody in the kitchen's cursing. And we don't know. They may too. We don't know how they feel. Maybe they're tired of cooking and they lose some words on it. But we need to break curses. You don't even know how clean it is when you go out to a restaurant to eat. You don't know what they've done to your food. So we need to say, break the curse over and break it over, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also curse from the ground. Because God cursed the ground in the Garden of Eden. Someone asked me about the change of life, the and menopause. Let me go back a little further than that. Let's go back to Genesis. I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to talk to you because I want to take as much time as I have to finish this out. The curse of Eve. I taught here in the ladies' meeting on the curse of Eve. Starts with God cursed Eve, put the curse on Eve or in childbearing. And he said there'll be pain. You know what the scripture says? Shall I read it or you know what it says? Okay. Well, we found that we could break that curse like we do all everything else because of the cross. Because Jesus became a curse upon the cross. So we said we began to break the curse of Eve over young girls. Especially if they're going to fix and have children. And now I have to tell you what I know. My daughter-in-law, we broke the curse of Eve over her and bound all the discomfort of having the baby. And she wanted me to go in the delivery room with her, but I balked. I wouldn't go. And so I said, I can pray just as well outside as I can in there. So Jim and I went outside, and I was binding all the pain, all the discomfort, and all that. She had that baby without any problems. She had no pain. The baby was born. She was over and went back to her room. We went home. Everything was just peachy. But I forgot one thing. Afterbirth pain. And I didn't bind that. And she said, but I did after it started. She said, you forgot it. But I remembered it when it hit me. And so she began to bind it. See, we can bind those things. Well, just like with menopause, you know, we could break the curse and the discomfort of what a person goes through when they go through menopause. God didn't ordain us to have all this kind of pain, to go through the change of life and all this thing that's happening, that happens to us. Take authority over it. The only ground I really have authority over is the one I live in. This dirt that I live in. God gave me authority. And when I say it like that, I pray. Yeah, I pray and break curses and all of this. But when the enemy attacks my body in any way, I come against him with the word, with the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. And say, you have no right to it in the name of Jesus. And I bind it and command my body to line up with the word. And when I pray over my body, I say, you line up with the word of God. Heart, you function the way you're supposed to. When God puts you in this body, you function like that in Jesus' name. Kidneys, you function the way God intended you to. Liver, pancreas. Gallbladder, I still have my gallbladder. I have every part of my body, I command it to line up with the word of God. Command my heart to beat. Oh, the devil's tried many times to put a heart attack on me, and I said, no, in Jesus' name, no. God created this heart. I'm not going to accept that, and you're not going to do it to me. You get out of here in Jesus' name. And I said, heart, operate the way God intended you to. And I've had the devil try to put a stroke on me. And I just see little zigzag lines. I said, oh, yeah. I've always, when I see him, I know what he's trying to do. And I said, No, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And blood, you flow, you be normal. Pressure, you be normal. You will not do this to me. You say, you've got authority if you believe. You've got to believe you can do it. You stay at it till it stops. You don't just do it once and say, well, it didn't work. If you do that, you get in agreement with what your body said. You know, I talked about yesterday, I said, whenever, about getting in agreement with other people. Be in agreement with the Word. Don't get in agreement with your body. It's a lie. It lies. It tells you it's sick. And if you lay down, you are. Y'all think this is strange, but I want you to know it works. It's worked for me since 1970-something. And when I feel like I've got the devil says you're taking the flu, and then your stomach's churning, and you think, oh, I think I'll go down and eat. My body says, you don't want to go. I thought, no, really, I don't, but I'm going, and you're going with me. I'm taking my body to town. I have done that so many times, and go into the restaurant and order food and sit down and make myself start eating. And as I start eating, every symptom leaves. I've seen God do that time and time again. It's because I believe what the Word says. God says, I've given you authority. And this earth that I live in, I command it to line up with the Word of God. So, yeah, people think you're strange. I've been walking around in Walmart and had a cramp hit me in my leg, and I'll stop. In the name of Jesus, devil, turn my leg loose. People go around and look at you like that. I thought, hey, you want me to pray for you too? I will. I tell you, it I'm more than willing when they ask me. If they ask me, I'll do it. I'm telling you, I think it's wonderful because You're showing others that you know who you are and you know what God has given unto you. And that body of yours has got to obey. But I find that most people give up before. You see, maybe they give up and stop just before God has performed in them, and the devil's given up his, you know, he's given up because you've been putting so much pressure on him. And we have to fight. You know, John says that we enter the kingdom, we take the kingdom by violence. That's what we're doing. We're taking the kingdom of God. I sat back there and was listening to whoever was preaching the other night about, you know, no, that's not walking where we ought to. We all want to. Why don't we just fight to get there? And it's a fight. As you go in the store and say, I'm not going to have those Halloween bags, they say, you crazy or something? What's wrong with Halloween? You can tell them. And set your foot down. Don't let them talk you out of this. They say, well, I'm gonna, you know what I did when they told me they didn't have any bags to put my groceries in? I said, well, then I don't want them. She says, well, we'll find the box. I said, well, good. I'll take the box. So they go and get me a box and put my groceries, take them out of the bag. Oh, they were just real unhappy with me. I think they got where they didn't want to see me come in, but I didn't care because I had a right. I have rights, and I wasn't going to take their garbage home with me. And I'm saying, as I told you about Christmas, I do the same thing with Christmas. And anything that, you know, I just don't want to put myself in a position for the enemy to get a victory. And he gets enough as it is in our lives, you know. So.
I think that once they brought me a box, and it was
split
beer on it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, and you just they tried. If they did that with me, I'd say, no, I don't want that one either, Bernadine. Tell them, say, hey, if you don't got a clean box, just take it one can at a time and go put it out there in my cart. We sometimes have to stand up for what we believe, you know. They try their best to walk over us.
We were talking about the discomfort of
menopause.
And we could also do that for PMS.
Yeah, all of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't continue on with it, but it take authority, break the curse, and bind the pain. Command the pain to go, you know, discomfort.
If you're taking medicine or something, do you just stop the medicine and start binding?
No, what I tell people when they say this to me, you bind and you keep taking your medicine. When you don't need it, God will show you. You never stop your medicine, no. But you start applying the Word to the symptoms. And command them to go. And the devil will say, well, the medicine's working. You say, well, it didn't work too well to start with, so now you got it. I know what's working. So, and then go back to the doctor and to what you need. Now, don't ever stop. I don't ever advise anyone, and you can't do it. You just can't do it. A lot of people say, well, pray for my eyes, and I'll throw these glasses away. No, that's silly, because you'll probably end up going back buying another pair, and that's a couple hundred dollars at least. My son works in a hospital. He's works in the cardiac lab. You know, he does the heart things. He's been doing it for years. He can't walk and heal him, but his wife can. We prayed for him. He got he fell and hurt his foot, or so I don't remember how. When he was on crutches, they brought him home, and we went to church and we prayed for him. He walked around all weekend without his crutches. Went back to work. Next thing we knew, he was back on the crutches again. So it's hard when you. Yeah, that's it. You're in the midst of all that stuff, and it's hard to. It's like if everybody around you is sick, and you never hear a good report. I tell you, I have to close my door and get back into the Word, but really sometimes because so many people around me are sick, and none of them are believers. And I want to pray for all of them, and if the Lord, if they ever ask me, I'll do it. I know I was out in my yard working not too long ago, and I had a tape on. I had a Kenneth Hagin's tape on healing, because I feel my spirit up on healing all the time. And I had those earphones on, you know, head thing on, and had my little small tape plate player in my belt. And I was working in my roses, and I was just listening. I think I was on about the third tape. I'd been out a good while. My next door neighbor came up and said, "You listen to music?" And I said, "No, I'm listening to preaching." "Oh," I said, "Shirley, I'm listening to healing." I said, "I'm taking my medicine." And she said, I have migraine headaches. I have to take medicine for it. And I have, what did she say? Oh, she had asthma. And all these things, she don't come out in the yard very much because of all the different things in the air. And she said, "You know, my church don't ever teach on healing." This is my one neighbor that I know that's a Christian. And she said, "I just learned about the devil the other day." It was real shocking that she had never heard anybody preach against the devil and or about healing or anything. And I told her, I said, "Honey, God will heal you." So I came over here and I bought five books the first time on Dodie Osteen's Healing of Cancer. And I take them back. I'm taking them back. I'm going to give one to my daughter and one, you know, my family. Well, it ended up I didn't get home with one for my kids. I give them to everybody around me. So I got Millie called me and I said, "Would you tell somebody down there send me some more of those books?" And she sent me some more and I gave all those away. And I said, "Read them. They've got scriptures in there. Take those scriptures like medicines." And, you know, the Word tells us that the Word is medicine to our flesh and healing to our bones too. So we need to really, you know, if you want to walk in healing, you can. And if you don't want to, stay with the doctor because you need it. What did you say?
Could you touch again on the drugs and lost souls? Because I
think Dr. Noel did one time, just I don't know when, on sometimes he got on as a doctor from the doctor's point of view on the drugs. But all mind-altering drugs, like painkillers, tranquilizers, and anything in that area. There's something else I can't think of what it is. Antidepressant that works as a drug, opens you up to the occult world, actually. And she was talking about her husband being a pharmacist. In the scripture when it talks about some of the things like witchcraft, in one place in the scripture when it uses witchcraft, it's talking about drugs. And so these drugs, if you've taken them and you've had them and you're not taking them now, well, ask the Lord to restore your soul. And break soul ties. You need to break soul ties with those drugs too. Well, if you know what you've taken, I would name them. If you don't, you know, if you don't remember what the names of them are, just repent of it and ask God to that you want to break the curse with every drug that you've taken. Because this is an area of getting your soul back. Those things, they're mind-altering drugs, and so therefore they just open your mind up to the enemy. And so it's so important that we close those doors and don't let the devil take. You know, I was talking about that people in nursing homes that are there like vegetables, that they have no, well, they literally are. And I was using that scripture in Ezekiel 13 about the hunter souls. Well, this is what those drugs do. My sister, I have to tell you what I know. It's the reason I'm so hard on drugs. My sister, bless her heart, all her life she was going to the doctor. And I think the doctors wanted to run when she came a lot of times because I think they thought she was just a hypochondriac, and she probably was. But she had a lot of physical problems too. I'll tell you the whole thing. She mocked me because I was strange, but she always called me to pray for her. They laughed at me and made fun of me. That's okay. That's been done by the best anyway. But she had a pill box. I'm not kidding. A big old, it's square. I mean, it wasn't square. It was long, but it was wide and had all these pills in. And sometimes she would take those pills and she wouldn't remember she'd taken them. She'd turn, take some more. She'd get so many in her that, you know, she couldn't remember. And she'd call me and say, I think I've overdosed on medicine. I said, well, call the doctor. And then I'd go to praying. And I've gone down there many times when she'd do that. And we'd find out she hadn't, but she thought she couldn't remember. And that's why I am so hard on against drugs, because I've seen what it did to my family. I couldn't do anything about it because, you know, they thought, just like a lot of people think, I'm weird, strange, and I am strange, I'm peculiar. But those things open up us up and they mess up your mind. They destroy your soul and get you to the place where, you know what they do? They get you to the place where you can't pray and you can't think and you can't fight.
That's right.
And they make you passive.
That's right.
And when you're passive, you don't have any resistance.
Right.
And so this is why I come against them so hard. Not that if people need them, take them. I'm not telling people not to. But the thing is, I said there's a better way. And it's a hard way at first. It's a time that you've got to build your faith up. You've got to get the word in you. And you've got to believe something. And you know what I found? And you can stone me later, but I'm going to say it. If you listen to every preacher and everything they're teaching you, you won't believe anything. You need to set your mind upon, your eyes upon the Lord and keep walking toward the Lord. Get His word and see what His word's saying to you. And fill yourself up with the word.
But you were thinking of a child born
without the
with the
parents
doing drugs.
And I was talking about, okay, the children born of drug addicted parents are born without a soul. If they have any part of the soul, I'm surprised. They have no conscience. See, you know, the scripture talks about over in Timothy that in the latter days the conscience would be seared, and they'd be, and it's 1 Timothy 4, I think, 1 through something, that they're deceived. You see, the enemy has got our people, America, so full of drugs. That's where we are, that I'm sure that a lot of the people in the White House, I don't know about the White House, White House too, that they take medicine and their judgments are messed up. Yeah. Yeah. And so, and another thing, everything you take, do you read on the, when you get your medicine, do you read what the side effects are? You know, when my husband got sick and he went to the doctor, he said, I'm gone the way of the doctor, so I have to obey what the doctor, you know, do what the doctor says. Well, anyways, I started reading the side effects on those drugs. And I want you to know that the side effects were worse than the symptoms. They put him on some high cholesterol, And I've heard it advertised on TV. I can't remember the name of it right now. First one they put him on, I think I paid about $70 for a little old bottle. He took about three of them. We came over here, and his stomach got so upset he couldn't take them. He threw them away, went back to the doctor. That's when I started reading the side effects on. And I said, honey, you're having side effects. That's what's wrong with you. You're taking this medicine, and the side effects are worse than the problem. And Henry, didn't y'all buy Henry Wright's book? If you good, listen, read it. You get in there, yes, it's wonderful. Good, very good. If you can find the root cause of all of this stuff, and you go after the root cause, and then you'll see a lot of these symptoms disappear. Yeah, we got some. They got some back here. There's some tapes. I don't know. I imagine they're on the table. But he taught here Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. And we stayed here one night till almost 12 o'clock. He talked. It was good. And the thing is, if we get to the symptom of these things, the root of it. But getting back to what she said about the children, if you know babies or children being born of parents that are on drugs, start calling their soul back. Call their soul back, and also call the kids back. If they're on drugs, call the, even the straight drugs, call their souls back. And I believe with all my heart that that's the beginning. Once you can get their souls back, you can get them. They can begin to get off the drugs. But until we do that and get them complete again, they don't have anything to fight with.
I have two things. One, years ago, my husband was under depression, and he overdosed on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Deliberately.
Yeah.
Now, my children were grown and have their families, but would that curse fall on them anyway?
I would go out, I'd break any curse of suicide or taking your own life. Okay, other than that, no.
How about drugs?
No. Well, I would break curse of drugs on my grandchildren, too. Break any, I don't know, but I tell you what, it wouldn't hurt to do it. I just break the curse from the sins of the grandfather.
Okay.
Sins of the father for all your children and your grandchildren is the sins of the grandfather. We have weapons that we have to use them for the see the manifestation of the problem taken care of. Are you okay? Oh, good.
All right, I have a question on. Back to that on bringing the curse things into your house.
Uh-huh.
If you go to a church that has candles and praying hands and crosses and pictures of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
What can you do about it rather than not go? But, a lot of people bring candles and things like that, and you can control it in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about in your church when you see that?
Well, I wouldn't want to tell you what I do, cause, but your husband and your children don't go there. Well, I just pray over them, pray over my family, protection, and pray that your Lord leads you. I don't know what church you go to, but if it's what I think it is, you probably need to change churches anyways, but that's between you and God. But you can pray. I have a granddaughter that's in the Catholic Church. She came to the Lord when she was a little big girl. She's still walking with the Lord. She's still in Catholic Church. And one day she's going to be out of it. But she's there because of her mother. She didn't want her mother to go to hell. She thinks she's going to save her mother. And I said, honey, just keep praying. We pray. I'm praying with you because I love her mother. My son and her mother divorced, but I pray for my ex-daughter-in-law because she's still part of my family. She's the mother of my grandchild. And I pray for her. So, anyway, somebody else. Okay.
My daughter is on a lot of different drugs. Business problems.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are antidepressants.
Does she know the Lord? Does she know the Lord? Okay, just pray. Let me say, yeah, I said y'all think I'm far out, but I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to say it anyways. When I know that someone are on drugs like that, I ask the Father to remove the anything from the drugs that it won't harm them. That only get that, and then I ask Him to protect them from side effects and all of that, and then pray that God will heal them and get them off of it. But we can do a lot in the area of fighting if we'll take authority over this. So why do we pray over our food? My daughter-in-law used to fight about taking her kids to have them vaccinated. Said, I'm not going to take them. I don't want them. I said, yeah, you will. The Word says, I said, you've got to obey God. The Word says, surrender to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God. And I said, the children have to have vaccination and go to school. She'd homeschool them, but they still had to have, you know, vaccination. Because they had to go once in a while to be tested and all this. So she'd take them to the doctor, and they'd... Before they went, we'd pray over the things, the serum that they're going to give them, and remove anything from it that would be harmful to the girls. And then we'd break the curse of the doctor's words about the side effects. You know, they're going to have this, and they're going to have that, and they get home. And we said, no, they not. They don't have anything. And those children never had any problems with them. And so they were prepared, you know, to go in. My granddaughter graduated from home. She's going into college now, but she went all the way through the 18th, you know, 12th grade. She's 19 years old now, and she went through 12th grade at home. And so she had to go to school to be tested. You know, they'd have a law that you do this. But anyways, well, listen, you want some deliverance? Let's break those curses. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. See if you can find some paper towels. She's got some. Help Sue with them. Okay, we're gonna start with breaking the curse of the eating of the blood, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now and we lift up the name that's above every name. And Father, you said that they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And Father, we call upon you as our deliverer. And Father, we come now and we break every curse in the name of Jesus from the eating of blood over everyone here in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we break the curse of eating of blood in Jesus' name. And I call that curse out right now in the name of Jesus. Command it to go. Come on out of there. Curse from eating blood. Let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Come on. All of it. Every symptom, everything in the blood, in that eating of the life of an animal, come out of them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn loose and come on out. In the name of Jesus, I break that curse from eating fat in the name of Jesus. We break every curse from the eating of the fat in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of them. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Come on out in Jesus' name. I break curse of high blood pressure and all heart problems that come in from eating of the blood. Come on out there. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn them loose. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, turn them loose. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every curse, I break the curse from eating pork in the name of Jesus, swine's flesh. In the name of Jesus Christ, we repent, Father, of having disobeyed your word, and we ask you to forgive us in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, now every curse that came in from and every infirmity that came from eating of pork, I command it to go. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we call those worms out too. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every symptom in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on out of there. Come on, all of it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call the life. All right, now don't throw at me. The life of the pig that was in the blood, I call it out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. All that life. All the life. Come on out of there. Let them go. Turn them loose. Come on. Come on. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. And come on. Let them go. Let them go. Get it out any way you can. Make it go. Come on. Strain and get it out. All the sickness and disease, that trigonosis, come on out there. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus. Every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay. I break the curse of the sins of the mothers. Things that are handed down from the mothers, in the name of Jesus, we call that every sin that came through the sins of the mothers, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. I call out the words that say, you're just like your mother, in the name of Jesus, and I command them to go, in Jesus' name. Let them go. Come on out there. Let them go, in Jesus' name. A temper, a hatred, a violence, or anything that came through the mother, come on out there. Let them go, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn loose and let them go, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break every curse of incest in the name of Jesus back to the Garden of Eden on both sides of the family, and I command every curse from incest to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn loose. Turn loose and let them go. Let them go. We break the curse over the bloodline, and we break it forward for four generations in Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Come on. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. I think we did that yesterday, but I wasn't going to take any chances. I break every curse of rebellion in the name of Jesus, and I call that every curse of rebellion, every spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus Christ. Rebellion on the mother's side, rebellion on the father's side. Turn them loose and let them go. Come on out there. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of idolatry. False gods, come on out there in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I come against incest and child abuse. Come on out there, all the spirits of child abuse under the sins of the fathers in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. All the spirits of disobedience where we've disobeyed God's word, come out. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Spirits of infirmity, heart problems, high blood pressure. I'm trying to remember. Aneurysm, a stroke. In the name of Jesus, what is it when the valves are stopped? Hardness of the arteries. In the name of Jesus, come on out of there. Heart attack, hardness of the arteries, strokes. And aneurysm, come out of there, let them go. And we come against all of it in the name of Jesus. And you come out, let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. I come against cancer, every spirit of cancer, cancer of the blood, cancer of breast cancer, cancer of the colon, in the name of Jesus, cancer of the lungs, come out of there. Cancer of the brain, come out of there. Turn them loose and let them go. All cancer spirits, let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break every curse of family line cancer back to the Garden of Eden. I call it out. Come on out of there. All the tumors, all the growths, come out. Let them go in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call out everything that doctors call terminal. I come against everything. There's no such thing as a terminal disease when we believe God. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I call out the symptoms of, I tell you what, I break the curse of Eve over all the young girls in here in the name of Jesus. I break its power over them in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command every curse that was loose to be broken and dissolved in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, now break the curse of menopause over every other person in the name of Jesus, and every symptom, every pain, every discomfort in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of them. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. You can't stay. You have no right there. Turn loose and come out of there. Come out of there. All of it. Every symptom in Jesus' name. In Jesus' Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out of them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I break every curse of allergy over everyone here. I break the curse of Miriam, who is the ruler of over allergies, sinus drainage, all kinds of headaches. I break the curse of migraine headaches. I call them out. Come on out of there. I call out those curses of sinuses, of asthma, of sinus drainage, of migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. You got another one? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All infirmities. Arthritis. I come against arthritis in the name of Jesus. I break every curse in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Arthritis. Loosen the bones and come out of there. All the bitterness. Root of bitterness. Come out of there. Let them go. Glaucoma. Spirit of glaucoma. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against self-condemnation and guilt. A lot of these things like arthritis and fibromyalgia. When you're reading your book, you see what the root cause of that is. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Oh, I break the curse of the bastard back to the 10 generations in the name of Jesus. And I call the curse of the bastard out and I break it forward. Four generations over. Everyone in here, over our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren. We break it forward, Father, and ask for every part of it to be freed and gone in Jesus' name. Curse of the bastard, come on out of there. That spirit, come on out of there. Let him go. Let him go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out of there. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let's go after idolatry, okay? I come against the spirit of idolatry. Let them go. Let them go. Adultery. Spirits of adultery. In the name of Jesus. Turn them loose and let them go. Come on out. Come on out. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on. Let them go. Let them go. Every part of it. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whew. I break the curse of the Masons of everybody here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every member of the family, any member of the family that's been involved in, I break its power and command it to go. Come on out of them. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We're going to have to stop because they come in this time to start evening services. We're getting everybody delivered, y'all. Y'all will help. Well, I've got them. Doc, I've got them stirred up. It's your party now. Okay, we'll bind up. We're not going to bind their tight because we want them to come loose again when Doc starts. Praise the Lord. We got to stop. They're ready for this afternoon service. Okay, let's ask the Lord to fill us up, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the deliverance that came forth, Father. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask you to fill, Lord, every one of us afresh and anew with your word, with your presence, with your spirit, with the spirits of the Lord. And Father, we loose within each of us a power, love, and a sound mind, the spirits of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and all that you have for us, Father. And we thank you for the deliverance. We thank you and we praise you. And I bind backlash and retaliation. And Father, we thank you for all that you've done this afternoon. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I ask for the angels to come in and cleanse the church. Take out every spirit. Don't leave any here in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.